So before we go to the Lord in prayer this morning, I'd like for us to ponder a quote that I was sent. It's about Lent, about the season of Lent. And as I read it, think about what's being said and allow it to prepare your heart for prayer and hear God's word this morning. It says, Lent is the season in which we ought to be surprised by joy. Our self-sacrifices serve no purpose unless by laying aside this or that desire, we are able to focus on our heart's deepest longing, unity with Christ. In Him, in His suffering and death, His resurrection and triumph, we find our truest joy. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of this season. Thank you for knowing our hearts and our need for rhythms in our lives and drawing us into a deeper communion with you while we take a deep look into our own suffering and how that unites us with your suffering. Lord, it can be disheartening to read in your word that all come from dust and to dust all return, yet we know there's more to that story. We know that you created man and woman from the dust at the very beginning of time and know that you breathed life into them to transform them into living creatures. We know that you are in the business of resurrection. Your very Son went to the cross to show us that death is not final. And that ultimate transformation comes through your gift of salvation. Though we were made from dust, it's by the blood of Jesus that we can live in eternal glory with you. Lord, help us to remember your gift of salvation in this season. May the weeks leading up to Good Friday and the glory of Resurrection Sunday remind us of who you are and how you love us and who you've created us to be. May we walk through this season intentionally, removing distractions that take our gaze away from your glory. May we quiet the noise that pulls us away from you and puts our attention on lesser things. May we simplify where we've been stressed, and may we surrender what's been burdensome. May we repent of what's been sinful, Lord Jesus. Lord, allow us to see your goodness and your glory in new ways throughout this season. May we know the depths of your love for us more fully, and may we feel the pain you endured for our sake, so that we can rejoice that you've conquered death, and you conquered sin, and you rose again. Lord, we ask that we might know you better and understand you more completely so that, like David, we might be people after your own heart. We pray that this season of Lent is not just about what we might give up, but more so about learning to abide in you through suffering and sorrow. May we be like you who chose the suffering of the cross. And may we see our own sufferings as a means by which you're drawing us closer to you. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you in all times, for all things, and in all seasons. Amen.